Amazon.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The Paracast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/Paracast. So we have Chris O'Brien on location, and he has been making lecture appearances in parts of California. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, it's really run smooth. I've had a great time out here. I spoke Sunday in San Jose for the San Jose chapter for MUFON. It went really good. I went a little over my time, but I got some really good feedback. I did MUFON LA and then MUFON Orange County. And much to my surprise, I had a three-time shuttle pilot in the audience who, I guess, had been told about my talk and was convinced by a mutual friend to come and listen to my presentation. And well, I was quite honored for him to congratulate me at the end of the talk and say he really appreciated my objectivity and my presentation. So it's really gone smooth. Made some new friends and, you know, became reacquainted with some old friends. So it's my third or fourth trip out here over the years, and it went really good. I was talking about the connections between UFOs, abductions, crop circles, religious miracles, cattle mutilations, and whether there's a real true interrelatedness between these phenomena. And then talked about the need for hard data monitoring of hotspot areas, kind of define what a portal area or hotspot area is, and talked about the San Luis Valley Camera Project, and generally cracked a bunch of jokes and, you know, kept everybody amused. And I started out my talks by saying my job is to piss off at least 25% of you, and we'll have a show of hands at the end if I've succeeded.
Well, that's what we do on the Paracast, by the way. Our job is to do at least 25%. In some cases, we do 50 or 60%.
Back in the old days, I think it may have been a little higher, Gene.
Actually, it was 98.7%. It's kind of like, you know, those detergents that were 97 or 98.7% clean. Well, we were 98.7% the pisser offer or something like that. You know, right. Seriously speaking, about MUFON, you know, they've had a change at the top. You heard about that, right?
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay, well, of course, Clifford Cliff has been the international director for a couple of years.
Right.
He was a guest on the Paracast. We enjoyed having him. He's a gentleman. I mean, we don't always agree with MUFON and their stuff, but we have a lot of dedicated people there who are really concerned about figuring out UFOs. Well, according to this press release we got from MUFON, that Cliff is resigning as of February 1, 2012 due to personal commitments and family health issues. And I hope everything is right for him at home and things will get better, but he's stepping down and he's going to be replaced by someone named David McDonald, who's currently a member of the MUFON Board of Directors.
Wow. Stop the presses.
Yeah. And we're going to invite David to join us. Let's get a take on his attitude. You understand, of course, as we've mentioned on the Paracast in recent weeks, MUFON has reported, I guess, a record number of UFO sightings for all of 2011 and a really huge start for 2012. This is going to be some kind of year for UFO cases if that trend continues.
Yeah, I'll say.
And I don't think it's going to necessarily lead to disclosure. That's another prediction I'll make. I like to make predictions because they are always wrong. I can guarantee you that any prediction I make on this show or on the other show, the Tech Night Owl Live, stands a 98.7% chance, or even a 99.9% chance to get 999 in there, of being wrong. This way, I don't have to worry about it. Hey, I'm wrong. It doesn't matter. I tend to think that after all these years, you still cannot predict UFO cycles, that cases, sightings will increase and decrease. Sometimes I think it's the publicity aspect. You know, when you read a sighting in the newspapers, hear your TV talking heads with a report about UFOs, guess what happens? You go outside and you look. And so after a while, people get bored. They stop looking. And so the number of cases decreases. So it's really hard to know whether these so-called flaps or influxes or flurries of UFO sightings are publicity flaps or the real thing. What's your take, Chris?
Well, I have noticed some interesting correlations between waves of UFO sightings and when we come home from having expeditions overseas with our military. I've noticed that after the Korean War, after the Vietnam War, obviously after World War II, that two-year period following that, you tend to see a increase in UFO sightings after the Gulf War, the initial, you know, Desert Storm excursion overseas. So if there is any patterning to this, that would be the one pattern that I would point to. And I think more work needs to be done trying to get to the bottom of how these sighting waves ebb and flow through time.
It's interesting to point that out, because what happened in 2011? We pulled out of Iraq. We started once again to prepare to scale down our participation in the Afghanistan war. So is there a connection?
Well, we're about at that time period where we could see, you know, a good 2-3 year wave of heightened UFO activity. This would be my prediction. I don't normally use the P word, but if I were to predict a wave, this would be the time period here in the next couple of years. Of course, if we survive the end of the Mayan calendar and the world ending, I say that with tongue firmly planted in cheek, of course.
You always have to put these terms and conditions on it, Chris.
Well, as I've said many times on the show here, there are 17 Mayan calendars and none of them end. But yeah, I think you point out an interesting thing, that we are scaling down our involvement in Afghanistan. We've officially, you know, withdrawn majority, if not all, of our troops out of Iraq. So within this year to two-year period, if my insight into patterning of UFO events and flaps is correct, then we should see a heightened increase in sighting reports.
We're going to have to just watch. And I assure you, as we hear about important cases, we'll mention them. We're going to be bringing on lots of people in the UFO field to discuss those things. Lots of guests being booked. I'll let you know who they are as we get fine schedules. But today, we've got the man himself, the irrepressible Jim Moseley. He's editor of Saucer Smear. He's author of that fascinating book about the UFO culture or subculture called Shockingly Close to the Truth. And this is going to be an interesting episode in a lot of ways. First of all, we have an immense number of questions from you listeners from our forums at forum.theparacast.com. I can't promise we'll get to all the questions, but we'll do our best. I'll be asking the questions because Chris is on remote site. He doesn't have internet access. He has just the cell phone, and that's the best he can do. You know, this is not a state-of-the-art place that you're in.
No. Unfortunately, I am in a high-tech video studio, and they have very low bandwidth and only one landline that's being used by the receptionist, so I'm kind of stuck in the mud here a little bit.
And the receptionist said, "The Paracast? You're going to go on that show? Oh, no, no way. You can't use this phone." No, she didn't say that.
No, I didn't even ask, because this is a busy office and I can't tie up the only phone, you know, with a business number on it. So,
right. Even though we're more important than that business, you know, we understand. Okay. Jim Moseley had a couple of interesting articles in Saucer Smear that we're going to get to in detail. And it's going to result in yet another show later on, we'll mention. He's talking about something called the Roswell Dream Team. We mentioned this on last week's episode, where you have Tom Carey, Don Schmidt, Kevin Randall, and Tony Brigalia joining together to look at the Roswell evidence and try to find new angles. At the same time, of course, we have a new book from Kevin Randall, and this book is one where he is basically talking about his history in the UFO field called Reflections of a UFO Investigator. It's from our friends over at Anomalous Books, just out. And we'll be talking about the book this time, and then in the very near future, Kevin Randall's going to be on with his take. But when you hear what Jim has to say over the next couple of 3 hours, you're going to hope that Kevin's going to be on real soon, and that's going to happen. Jim Moseley's coming up, the irrepressible Jim Moseley himself, editor of Saucer Smear. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
As you know, the PowerCast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For our listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service, such as Steve Jobs, the best-selling authorized biography from Walter Isaacson. For that free audiobook, go to audiblepodcast.com/paracast. That's audiblepodcast.com/paracast. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
He's here, the one, the only Jim Moseley, the editor of Saucer Smear, which is one of the longest existing UFO publications dating back from, what, 1954, when it was called Nexus. Is that right, Jim?
Yes, I must modestly tell you, I have a written proof, which I could send you again. A man in England that had a saucer magazine that might have been older than mine, but he quit. And so, according to him, which I printed, mine is the oldest in the world, yes.
Well, just think about that. Anyone who says they've got the oldest publication or the oldest organization, you say, what about me?
I don't get that.
That's okay. That's okay.
What about me?
Which is, of course, if they say they're the oldest, you say, well, I'm the oldest. How dare you say that? Now do you understand?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to compliment you, Jim. It's very hard to compliment you.
Yeah, well, you're doing a very good job, except that I'm not one of the oldest, as I say, but I suppose I'm one of them, but I am also the one. So we've done enough on that.
Now, you were telling me in our private conversation, which I'll reveal on the air now, that you don't really read a lot of books from UFO authors. You read some of them. You certainly read the one you wrote. Shockingly close to the truth, but you didn't read the one that you allegedly authored for Gray Barker's publishing company years ago.
Well, which one was that? The Right Field story?
Yes, or the Wrong Field story, depending on how it goes.
Well, I don't remember if I read that one or not, but you will be astounded to hear. I do have one copy left of my own saucer book, Shockingly Close to the Truth, but I have never read it. Obviously, I read it chapter by chapter and section by section at the time that he, Carl Flock, and I were working on it together by phone and letter and so forth. So in that sense, I've read it, but I have never sat down and read the finished product.
Well, you know something? I never did that with my books. I've written a lot of books on technology, and
yeah,
I read them through very carefully during the editorial process and the writing process. But once the book is out, I never read them again.
Well, it's like these movie stars. Not that we're movie stars, but some of them say...
We're not? Wait a minute. We're not stars?
Well, you're a radio / TV question mark star, but I'm just a humble whatever, truth seeker. But
Jim, you're a humble whatever. I agree.
A lot of the movie people, but not all of them, are so... I don't know, ashamed or embarrassed or nervous about their performance in a movie that's already on the screen and might even have received awards and so forth. They just won't look at it. They don't want to see themselves.
No, that's very normal. That's very normal.
I don't think so. But
it is normal. I think performers sometimes can't even watch themselves. Of course, they're forced to. You know, if you're evaluating your performance, you're trying to see what you're doing, whether you could do better. And, of course, you have a lot of actor-director types like a Clint Eastwood or a George Clooney, where they've got to see their own performance, have to judge their own performance dispassionately in relationship to the entire project.
Well, yes, there are people like that, too, and I can't name the ones that feel differently, but there are some that haven't had to do that, and so they don't do it. They won't go to the premiere, and they won't look on it later on TV or anything. They have some hang-up, and I have no idea what that is.
Think of it this way, though. One thing they do, though, is they certainly cash the check.
Oh, they do indeed. I cash all my checks from Saucer Smear.
All three of them?
Well, no, there's quite a few, but of course we can't divulge the details, but they're small sums, but when you add them all up, they're a slightly larger sum.
You know, it's interesting here. We were talking about the Mutual UFO Network, and I guess you heard because I told you that there's a new international director now. But
you told me that just a little while ago, yeah.
Right. But the other issue, which I guess is more important in the scheme of things, is that MUFON is reporting a higher number of UFO cases for 2011 and the first part of 2012. Have you heard that?
That is correct. Yes.
Have you observed this in your experience?
Well,
I've
observed it by reading the MUFON Journal, but all I know offhand is that none of them are outstanding, or if there are any, they haven't been brought to my attention, or MUFON hasn't made a big deal out of them. And at my stage, if it's just very much like former cases, and even if it's strange and interesting, I mean, I just don't really care anymore, because it's the same old thing, and the question is, what is it? Not how many of them are there, you see.
The next light in the sky is as good as the last one, unless it offers some new kind of detail.
And then the other thing is, too, and this is more important in the saucer field than most people realize, there are all kinds of people, pilots or anybody else, who scoff even now today at the whole saucer thing because of blah, blah, and blah. They haven't taken an interest. They don't care. Nobody they knew has seen anything. I talked to a retired colonel the other day who's a relative of mine, a half-nephew, actually, but that's a long story.
And we always have to be careful about those half-nephews.
Yes, well, he's the grandson of my half-brother, okay? And he is a retired colonel, but I am not. Anyway, we had dinner, and I barely know him. And he didn't even want to be polite and discuss saucers at all. He'd never seen one and never heard of anyone that did and so forth. Well, there's been so many people like that in the past, and then it's like religion. They see something themselves, even if it isn't a great case, and their whole attitude changes because it's an ego thing. Well, I saw it, and I trust myself. Of course, they can be totally wrong, but it changes their whole attitude. I think that's very interesting.
Well, you've never seen a UFO, have you?
Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Yes, I've seen several.
Okay.
I've had a total of about 12 what I would call paranormal experiences, and by that I include the UFOs, which you can argue about, but anyway, you put UFOs and other weird events, roughly a dozen. And I believe all of them, of course, I could be wrong, I can remember wrong, or I could have been deceived or this or that, but I tend to believe all of them because they happened to me. And I was talking to somebody about this just a couple of days ago. Jerry Clark, he had one weird experience, and he had trouble believing it even though he believed weird experiences by other people. I'm the opposite. If somebody I know and trust, especially people that know me and know I have a weird sense of humor and so forth, if somebody told me with a straight face of some paranormal thing that had happened to them, and even if it's somebody I should believe, I would be very reluctant to believe them. But I do believe my own cases.
So if I told you I saw a UFO, you'd say, yeah, Steinberg, sure, tell me another one.
Well, I knew you were going to say that because I'm psychic. Yes, I know you, and I respect you in many ways, and we're friends in many ways, but I would never know for sure whether you were putting me on just because you know me that well, and you might just feel that that's what you wanted to do.
And also, I know that over the years, you've been kind of a put-on person. You've put
well,
on
yeah,
people
I've,
for different reasons, and we'll get into that in a moment, but this is one of the reasons why, if I said I saw a UFO, you know, you wouldn't believe it. In fact, I don't think I'd believe it after all these years. We have Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear. You're on with Gene and Chris, because you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail each and every week. According to one study, only 7% of companies that lose their data centers for 10 days or more survive beyond the year. So I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this for a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you could save 15% by using the promo code PODCAST15. That's PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit MoseyPro.com. That's MozyPro.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose It Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris, we're in the Paracast. Jim Moseley joins us. We love having him on because he just tells lots of great stories, has lots of fascinating opinions, and we've covered a few of his thoughts about UFOs. The fact that he has seen UFOs makes him more, as they say, accepting of the possibilities. We have a bunch of questions about his beliefs later on from our listeners at forum.thepowercast.com. But I want to discuss something here, which we mentioned before we had you on.
Uh-huh.
And that is this new Roswell Dream Team you've mentioned in Saucer Smear. Could you explain what this is all about?
Well, no, because it doesn't make much sense.
Do your best.
Oh, I will indeed. Kevin Randall, who I guess de facto is the number one Roswell investigator, because at least on the net he spends about 90% of his time rehashing the endless details endlessly. So, I mean, we can give him that title as number one of this group. And he currently works closely with Don Schmidt, which in itself is interesting because there was a long period of time when he and Don Schmidt did not work together at all. They had a serious falling out for a number of years, but that's a long story. So,
you know what, why don't you give us the Reader's Digest version? And we know that the personality conflicts in the UFO field are legion. They occur very often, but why did these two have this falling out?
Well, there was a lot more to it than that, but the funny part and the part that I remember best is Don Schmidt, well, I'll start by saying I met him once at the Roswell Museum, and nobody else was around, and so I had a nice talk with him for a half an hour or so. The point is, he hung around the Roswell Museum, and I don't know how much he was there. I think some people that were supposedly working there had some kind of a uniform. Maybe some kind of coveralls like a doctor would have. All I remember is he seemed to be a member of that team because he was there a lot.
He was a member of the coverall team.
Yes.
Or when he's a janitor. Up. Is that what it is? He was a janitor?
The cover-up team. That was the team he was on. But,
now he's going to hate me, by the way. Go ahead.
What started this off, and I'm telling you, there were other aspects that I don't really remember, but the funny part was somehow it came out that during that whole period, Don Schmidt was a rural postal carrier in a small town, and I always forget the state, way back east, long way from New Mexico. So one would wonder, how does he keep these two jobs? I mean, that's an everyday job if you're a letter carrier. And I still don't know how he explained that, if he ever did, but that seemed to be a detriment to his veracity or something, and that was one of the reasons. And in other words, they had known each other, Randall and Schmidt, for years, and as I read somewhere, I guess it's in Randall's new book that I just finished reading, he had no reason to ask Schmidt what his real job was or what else he does, so that's how come he didn't know this, although they had been partners for years.
That's a very strange kind of attitude. You're supposed to be curious. You're wondering about the greatest mystery of our time. Is the Roswell crash part of the UFO mystery or something else? You ought to be curious about little things like that. I mean, when people ask me what my day job is, I said, this is it, folks. When you ask Jim Moseley what his day job is, well...
Eating, going to the bathroom, and doing saucer smear.
But mostly it's doing mostly saucer smear. We don't want to get to the less... lesser pursuits there. Okay, so after all these years, he didn't even inquire as to this guy's proper employment.
But, moving on to answer the question about the dream team. I don't mean to say demon team, but I almost did. Then a third guy came on who I don't remember the name of, but a fourth guy also came on whose name is Tony Bregaglia. You've heard of him, right?
Bregaglia? We have. He tends to be skeptical in strange ways. I mean, he doesn't believe that the Saqqara, New Mexico UFO.
Well, that's right.
He's certainly upset a lot of people who investigated that case, like our friend Ray Stanford.
Well, exactly. That is, to me, the worst of his opinions, because he insists, absolutely insists, that it was a prank by college students. And that would, for many long-winded reasons, that would be extremely difficult. And the one thing he hasn't even dealt with, it was part of a flap, which I didn't know myself until I looked into it a little bit more. There were three or four other very similar cases in that general part of the state within a couple of days of that one. I mean, so you can forget about college students. And it wouldn't matter if he said it's a tentative conclusion, but he swears by it. Some things I agree with him on, and some things I don't. He's the one that has made a big deal out of the mystery metal that was supposedly part of the stuff that they found at the debris field in Roswell.
Now, that's the one where Jesse Marcel Jr. said his father had handed it to him. And this is a story he's been telling until this very day.
It couldn't be bent, and it couldn't be burned, and it couldn't be destroyed or created. A lot of things. That, to me, is too technical for me to have a final opinion on. It is said that we did have metal like that at that time.
But the big thing here is that all these people are getting together to do what? I mean, how many times do we have to look over the Roswell story again before we say, okay, we've got as much information as we can? And then I'm going to ask you a connecting story in a moment, which comes out of reading Kevin Randall's new book. But let's get back to the dream team.
But let me just answer that. You are absolutely right. These are four people. They all are somewhat familiar with all this intricately long and complex information about Roswell, and they all have somewhat different opinions. And it's happened so long ago that they're actually interviewing children and grandchildren of the original witnesses. And the question arises, what can they possibly learn that they don't already know? It makes no sense. And they're never going to, if they're all honest about it, be able to all sign off on the same statements because they have different opinions.
Well, is it also a case here of passing the story from father to son to daughter to grandson to great-grandson? But, we understand the Hopi Indians get away with transferring oral traditions, as Chris has told us. But in the normal world, it doesn't work that way.
Wavelength a lot of times, yes. With Indians, we forgive them because they have no written language and they're Indians and we have to respect them. And there are many factors there. But with these guys, I don't understand it, no.
Okay, so in any case, what do they think they're doing? Okay, so Jim, how are these various people going to change anything we know about Roswell? What are they going to do that's different?
I don't know. I don't know. It makes no sense that they're even going to try. That's the point. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, when are we going to stop beating that dead horse?
Is that Chris?
Yeah. I'm here.
Well, he comes on like a gravel voice of some other dimension.
He is in another dimension right now. We didn't want to mention that. He's in the 17th dimension in L.A.
He's also on a bad phone. You're right about that.
Well, I still think that Roswell is just, you know, it's a red herring. It's like every few years somebody comes along and tries to keep our focus on the dead horse. We need to be looking forward. We need to be doing hard data monitoring in hotspot areas. All this Roswell stuff, I mean, come on already.
Well, let's get on to what I believe to be the next phase here.
Okay, and let me just preface this. We have to break. Jim, we have to break. Hang on. Okay, we are going to be breaking in a couple of moments here, but I want to mention what Jim is going to be talking about. Give you a little preview here. There's a new book out called Reflections of a UFO Investigator from our friends at Anomalous Books. It is kind of an autobiographical type tome from Kevin Randall. And Jim, having read this book from cover to cover, and understand, when Jim reads a book from cover to cover, especially a UFO book, that's an exception. He doesn't always have the time. But this one, he read from cover to cover, because it's not a big book. It's got 270 pages, 70 illustrations. So, you know, it's a fast read. Inasmuch as it was a fast read, Jim read the book and came to some interesting conclusions, which you're going to hear about in a moment with Jim Mosley. And you're also listening to Jim.
I got to interrupt you. There's something, not right now, but at times, there's like an artificial cutoff on your statements having to do with the phone.
I can't control that. That's why
I keep interrupting you, because for a moment I don't.
More coming with Jim Mosley. You're listening to Gene and Chris, because you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We're back with Jim Moseley, the irrepressible, the one and only Jim Moseley, who, of course, is editor-publisher of Saucer Smear. He'll tell you real soon how to get a copy and how to check out all the wacky things he's done. So let me preface this conversation. We first talked about the Roswell Dream Team. Several people getting together to find a new angle to what might be, as Chris O'Brien says, the dead horse. I'm starting to sound like the announcer for the Lone Ranger, you know, doing some kind of preview here about the cliffhanger. Okay, so Kevin Randall writes this book, Reflections of a UFO Investigator, for Anomalous Books, just out, and we have copies of the book on the way, so Chris and I are going to read it. Kevin Randall's going to be on the show to talk about it. Ahead of that, Jim, you read the book from cover to cover, and you reached some fascinating conclusions.
Well, I have always been, for years now, a fan of the Mogul balloon solution as opposed to the interplanetary solution, because for long and complex reasons, it just seems to make a lot more sense. If the listeners don't have some kind of a background on Roswell, they're going to have trouble following what I have to say. What I have just discovered, it's not really quite earth-shaking, but it almost is. There is one of the witnesses, and there are endless witnesses, but one of them is a woman named Bessie Brazel. Bessie Brazel was the daughter of Mark Brazel, who was the rancher on whose ranch the Roswell debris fell somewhere between the middle of June 1947 and very early July 47.
Now, just point of order, Jim, it's Mac Brazel.
Mac. All right. How do you spell it?
M-A-C.
Are you sure?
I have it right here. I have
all
a
right,
Wikipedia
M-A-C.
Account which says Mac Brazel, who discovered the debris that
I've
sparked
got here,
the
I've
Roswell
got
UFO incident. Trust me.
I've got M-A-C-K, but never mind. So his daughter, Bessie, was 14 years old at that time, and she's been interviewed a number of times through the years. I'm not sure if Randall ever met her or not, but she made similar statements through the years. Now, the interesting thing to me is that she describes the wreckage that they found, and I'm not going to bother with the whole description, but this is the part that is of interest to me in regard to the point that I'm trying to make. She says, in regard to the debris, quote, the flower-like designs on the tape look like Japanese flowers, where the petals are not connected, They were very, very light pastel, pinks and blues and yellows. The tape was about 2 inches wide. Now, why is that interesting? Because, number one, it differs from the interpretation of Jesse Marcel Sr., who was another of the early people that saw the debris, because he insists that there were hieroglyphics, and a lot has been made of that, and people have tried to reproduce the hieroglyphics. So was it hieroglyphics, or was it flowers, or both? Well, the man who launched the mogul balloons from, I forget how many miles away, in New Mexico in 1947, he remembers that in that series of balloons that they sent over, there was tape with a flower design on it. I mean, he has said that. I don't know if he's written a book, but I've met him, and he said it to other people, and people that were involved on the project with him, some of whom were still alive until recently, they all remember that because it's unusual. And what happened was the contract for this tape was somehow in the hands of a factory in New York City. I don't have the name of the factory, but this part he told me a couple of times, and it's quite interesting. The Lady Garment Workers Union were the women who were actually the manufacturers of this particular tape that had this flower design on it. Now, if Moore remembers that quite clearly, and if this woman saw apparently the same type of designs that he remembers, that is a match. And I can't imagine how they would have known each other or talked to each other, because Moore didn't get involved in this until many years later.
When you're talking about Moore, this is Bill Moore.
No, not at all. Charles Moore.
Charles Moore, okay.
Who was the chief project coordinator on the Mogul Balloon project.
Okay, now we've clarified
Bill Moore
that. Okay.
Is involved in a totally different way, but it's an easy mistake. He was the co-author of the first book on Roswell that came out about 1980, which was over 30 years after the event.
And this is the one he wrote with Charles Berlitz, and
yes.
Stanton Friedman contributed something, but somehow didn't get his name on the
but
cover.
But didn't get any credit. Now, Charles Moore, Professor Moore, he was called, was alive until recently, and was a big figure, I guess, in the balloon research field, going back as far as 1947, as I say. So he wouldn't remember every detail perfectly, but the pastel flowers, he told me, he told probably hundreds of other people, so telling me is no big deal. But the fact that he remembers those flowers, remember, you're not going to expect to see pastel flowers on a spaceship or on a man-made balloon. It's just something that you wouldn't be likely to make up. And so I think that correlation, I don't remember anybody calling attention to it before, but then again, I never read all of Flock's book, which is about Roswell, in which he believes now that it was a mogul balloon. So that's the story. I think that pretty well proves that what they found was wreckage of a mogul balloon.
So you think, Chris O'Brien, that ends the story?
Oh, it doesn't end it.
Well, it doesn't end the story, but I think it's as Jim points out, it's quite noteworthy, and I think it does make a person who's a true believer in the extraterrestrial nature of that crash it should give them pause.
Yeah, I agree. There are a lot of other things, you know. I mean, we could talk. Your show is 2 hours, and that's not enough to even scratch the surface of...
Well, actually, technically, it's 3 hours with a news block.
Okay, but you and I are doing 2 hours, right?
Something like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, there are so many peculiarities, and this is not as definitive as the one I just said, but this just always bothered me from the beginning. Glenn Dennis was owner or a employee of a funeral parlor in Roswell in 1947. And he gets into this whole thing in long and complex ways, but I'll just mention one of them. He claimed that the Air Force, after this crash occurred, and of course in the older versions of this, there were little men who didn't look human that were found in the wreckage. When we're talking about Brazel's farm, there were no little men, and I believe that all the other stories that include little men are fictitious. But anyway, he claims that he got a call from the Air Force to prepare, I forget, 3, 4, 5 small coffins for these creatures. Now, can you believe if it was that highly classified and they chased people away from the site and threatened them and their families and all of this high-powered stuff? Well, I mean, isn't that kind of a breach of security? You just call the nearest funeral home and say, oh, prepare some small coffins. We've got some small creatures here that we've got to put to rest.
I mean, yeah, we just recovered them. These are aliens. We've got to put them away.
Yeah, I mean, if anything like this had happened, it would have been handled completely differently. And believe me, by now, we would know for sure, because somebody reliable would have a story with something to back it up that could tell us, yes, there were creatures involved. There were 4 or 5 people, including Glenn Dennis, that talked about creatures, and they've all been discredited by now, to the point that even Kevin Randall leaves out all of those stories that include bodies, all of them. Now, all he's got to go on is this stuff that was on the Brazel Ranch, and I told you why I think it's the Mogul Balloon. If that's all that we've got, then the case is solved, and we can move on to something else.
We'll move on to something else. The book, by the way, by Kevin Randall is called Reflections of a UFO Investigator. Kevin Randall will be on, and he's going to respond to what Jim says, and very likely Jim's going to be here to talk with Kevin Randall then. If you have a comment or question about the show, write us news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. You're listening to Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.